Hello there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, Samsung have recently announced some new processors and in doing so, they've kind of caused some confusion. So we're talking about the Exynos 990, the Exynos 980, and then questions about whether this is really the Exynos 9830 or whether the 9830 is a different processor, whether we're going to see these in the S series. There are lots of questions. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, the first thing we have to mention is that Samsung is a master at really badly naming its processors. I'll give you an example. There was a processor called the Exynos 8895 that was actually part of the Exynos 9 series of processors. So although it began with an 8, it was actually part of the 9 series. And then later on, we had the 9820, the 9810 and so on that we're used to. And they're also Exynos 9 processors, but the Exynos 8890, they're not very good at naming their processors. And it seems now that with the announcement of these two processors, the 980 and the 990, we've shifted to a new naming scheme or something new that is a bit confusing to some. And you know, the 980 has got, you know, 5G, the 990 doesn't have 5G, it's all very confusing. So let's try to lay this out so we can see exactly what's going on. So let's start with the faster of the processors, and that's the Exynos 990. Now it comes in an octa-core CPU configuration with two custom Samsung M5 CPU cores, and then two ARM-designed Cortex A76 cores, and then four ARM-designed Cortex A55 cores. So it's a 2+2+4 configuration. And in that sense, it's very similar to the 9820-25 and to other processors in that range. It also comes with a Mali GPU, the latest Mali GPU, in this case, the Mali G77, just like other processors before from Samsung came with the G76 and others older in the series. Now, this is an MP11. That means it's got 11 execution engines in it, 11 cores, you might want to call it. And of course, when you see 11, you might think, hold on, that doesn't stay well with me. I've heard of 8 cores and 16 cores and 4 cores, but 11 cores is a prime number. It's not even a power of 2. What's going on here? Of course, this is a G77, which is part of the new Valhalla GPU architecture. And I've got a whole video about that, and I'll leave a link to it in the description below. And basically, Samsung have done their measurement, and for the amount of bandwidth they've got, for the amount of throughput they need, for the power requirement, they've done the calculations. An MP11 will do exactly what we want. Now, of course, they could have put in an MP12, they could have put in an MP8, but they went with an 11 because that satisfies the requirements that they are aiming for. And another big announcement about the 990 is that it will be using LPDDR5 memory. So that's low power DDR5 memory. Okay, and previously we've been using LPDDR4 up until now. So Samsung have now announced that this is going to be an LPDDR5, which actually will give you more throughput. And in fact, they can run it at a higher clock rate. So that will be a big boost in terms of overall system performance as we move from LPDDR4 over to LPDDR5. Another big ticket item on this processor is the fact that it still includes the NPU, that's the neural processing unit, just like we had in the 9820, 9825, for example. But there is now an addition of a DSP, it's a digital signal processor, which could also be used for some kinds of neural network situations, for some kinds of artificial intelligence, machine learning, a better way to express it. And the one in this setup is faster than the one in the previous setup. And of course, that's what you'd expect. The processor is built on the 7-nanometer EUV process. That's the extreme ultraviolet light process that Samsung have been using it with the 9825, and they will continue doing that with the 990, not yet dropping down to 5 nanometers. That's still a bit further away. But the really interesting thing here is it doesn't have a built-in cellular modem. And by that, I mean there is no 2G, 3G, 4G, or 5G built into this processor. In fact, Samsung are saying it should be used with an external modem, which also comes from Samsung, which is called the Exynos 5123. Now, the Exynos 5123 is a 5G modem. Now, I haven't done a video about 5G yet on this channel. If you'd like a particular video about it, please do let me know in the comments below and I'll think about making one. But 5G, of course, the next generation of mobile technology. And one of the key things is for full 5G, you actually get new sets of frequency ranges. You get what they're calling sub-6, and you're also getting millimeter wave. A millimeter wave are for much closer base stations, maybe in built-up urban areas, inside big arenas, conference centers, and so on. Different to the longer distance, to the kind of the cell tower that might be, you know, half a kilometer away or whatever, with the sub-6 frequencies. Now the 5123 supports both sub-6 and millimeter wave setups, and it's got high bandwidth, you know, high download speeds available for both of those. But it is an external modem, but it also supports 4G and 3G and 2G and so on. So if you do get a Samsung device with the Exynos 990 and the 5123 together as a pair, you basically get full 5G and 4G and 3G and so on. So you get a fully connected phone. Now, why would they use an external modem? Well, basically, because at this point, building internal 5G is still hard. Now, it's coming. Some people maybe have already announced it. You know, different companies are working with this, Qualcomm and Huawei and Samsung, and they're all doing it. But the point is that to get this brand new modem technology integrated into the processor core and at 7 nanometers is hard. And I say and at 7 nanometers because we'll look at a moment in the 980, and we'll see that that's actually at 8 nanometers, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But at the moment, trying to get this very new technology onto the same die, onto the same processor, is hard. And so if even Qualcomm were the same, they didn't have it integrated into the die, into the die of the processor in their very first one. And that's what Samsung are doing. Now, maybe years to come, or we hope so, we're going to have it integrated into the processor. But at the moment, it's not going to be there. So it comes as a separate external modem. And now the question is the 990 going to be in the new S series that we're going to see at the beginning of 2020? Now, it's a bit odd. Samsung have done some odd things. First of all, they've announced this processor very early. We won't see the next Galaxy S phone until February of next year. I'm making this video now in November of 2019. So we're looking at maybe 3 months away, 4 months away by the time you include the fact that actually Samsung announced this a little while ago, and then we don't know exactly in February. So 3-4 months difference. Now, Samsung don't normally do that. They normally announce it either just by the fact that here's the new Galaxy S phone and it's got this processor in it. So that's causing some questions. And secondly, of course, we were all expecting the new S range to come with the 9830. And the 9830 being the follow-on from the 9820, the 9825, and then the 9830. When you look at the specifications of the 9825 versus the 990, you can clearly see that the 990 is the 930. The 9830. So basically, you've got this idea of two custom Samsung cores, you've got two cores from ARM, then four cores from ARM, you've got the Mali GPU and all the other stuff. This is clearly the 9830. Of course, processors take years to make. They don't just make them like, oh, it's November, oh, we better get a processor design because we've got some phones to ship in February. No, these processors have been designed now for 2 years, maybe even more, particularly since it's a custom CPU design. So obviously, internally, this was probably known as the 9830, may even have had an extra code name in the early stages, and this seems to be a marketing decision at the moment when they've launched into the 990 and the 980. And my guess is the fact that they're talking about 5G from Samsung, not 5G from Qualcomm, but 5G from Samsung, then they're drawing a line under this and starting with this new line of processors, the 980 and the 990. So my guess is that when we see the new Galaxy S series coming out in the beginning of part of next year, it'll have the Exynos 990 in it. Really, it's the 9830 as we thought it would be called. But marketing, not engineering, marketing, I've decided to call it something else. And that now leads us into the Exynos 980. So 980, just 10 less than the 990. But this really is quite a different beast than the 990. First of all, there are no custom cores from Samsung in here. Do remind me at the end, I want to talk a bit about custom cores from Samsung. Just remind me so that I don't forget. So instead of having custom cores, we've got all cores from ARM. And this is a 2+6 setup. So we've got two Cortex A77 cores running at probably 2.2 gigahertz, which is not that fast, although 2.2 gigahertz is fast. I remember the days of if you had a 600 megahertz or a 400 megahertz, or even a 100 megahertz Pentium, you were like, wow. So 2.2 gigahertz is, of course, fast, but of course, the other ones are running at maybe 2.7, 2.8, 2.9 gigahertz. So here, we've got 2.2 gigahertz, that's much, much lower. Okay, and it's coupled two of those with six Cortex A55, so a 6+2 setup. So those Cortex A77 cores are gonna be nice, they're gonna be fast, leading generation here, even at 2.2 gigahertz, but there's only two of them, and then the rest of the workload goes down to those Cortex A55 cores, and they, interestingly enough, are clocked at 1.8 gigahertz, which is a little bit lower than what you get in the Exynos 990. And then in terms of GPU, this one is actually using the Mali G76. So we're not having the G77, and it's an MP5. Now, the 9820 and the 9825 had MP12s in them. So this is a much, much smaller GPU. So we've got the 2+6 setup, smaller GPU, LPDDR4 only. And so we can see clearly this is a much more of a lower processor, mid-range processor probably, but the key is it's got 5G. So it's got a built-in 5G modem, not an external 5G modem, but a built-in 5G modem. But two important things to realize about this. First of all, it's 8 nanometers. Now, okay, 8 and 9, they are very, very close, but it basically meant that when they were trying to do this LTE modem and this 5G modem and put it into the processor, they were doing it better at 8 nanometers than they were at 7 nanometers. So there's some engineering questions there about squeezing that all in about, because we're dealing with radio waves, remember, we've got radio waves going everywhere and trying to get that down into that 7 nanometer thing. But the second thing to remember, this doesn't have millimeter wave support. So we're looking at sub-6 5G only, but we've got no millimeter wave. So this is not full 5G if you want it, although I think you can still, it can be called 5G because it uses a different way of encoding the signals, and the way the radio works is different. It's the 5G way of doing it, not the 4G way of doing it, but it hasn't got that full range of frequencies. However, it does have some built-in technology where it can combine the 5G and the 4G channels together and kind of get some extra bandwidth by using them side by side. And that's a kind of a bit of a cheating technology as we go from 4 to 5 in a way of being able to use the existing 4G network while at the same time using the 5G network. And there are other things that happen actually in 5G about that. And maybe again, I'll make a video on 5G if you think that's worthwhile doing. Now, I want to talk a little bit about custom cores from Samsung, so thanks for reminding me about that. Now, the custom cores up until now have been designed by Samsung, and they are clean room designs. That means they're not based on anything from ARM, certainly not based on anything from Qualcomm or Apple and all this. This is basically, hey, we're going to build a processor. It's going to be compatible with the ARM architecture. It gets verified by ARM to make sure it is compatible with the ARM architecture. And then they combine that with other ARM actually designed cores, and you get this lovely little processor running. And of course, we've had the Mongoose was the first one. We called that the M1. We've had the M2, the M3, and now we've got the M5 now in the Exynos 990, but there will be no M6. This is it. The engineering team has been disbanded. Thank you very much. What are Samsung are now going to do for the next processor after that is go purely 100% with ARM designed cores. So we're going to see some processors from Samsung with purely ARM designed cores in the future. And of course, that is what Qualcomm do. But Qualcomm also used this built-on Cortex technology license. And there's no news yet whether Samsung are going to be using that license. It would be interesting to see whether Samsung take up that path, and they can also claim to be a built-on Cortex technology and they tweak it, or are they just going to go the Huawei path, which is just to have a pure Cortex A77 and Cortex A70, whatever comes next in their processor. So that will be interesting to see. So let's just do a big summary now of everything we've said. The Cortex 990 is the next generation processor we're going to see probably in the Galaxy S range in the new year. It hasn't got a built-in 5G modem, but you can use it with a 5G modem from Samsung. It's probably the Exynos 9830, but the naming has been changed at the last minute, although it's 4 months away, by the marketing department. We've also got the Exynos 980, which uses the latest Cortex A77 cores, but actually lower clocked, 6 Cortex A55 cores, and also a previous generation Mali GPU, but it has got 5G modem built into it, but not full 5G because it doesn't have millimeter wave. And as a kind of a tidbit of gossip, no more Samsung design custom cores coming in the future. they will be relying purely on ARM cores. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explained. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget the Speed Test G channel, which is also here on YouTube. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.